Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you about the network. Now that we're back on the air in 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, the show's website dedicated to this show, yourdefendingfathers.com is the website. There is a stream player button there. We are in the process of updating the podcast. They've been recorded, but the server has had some issues. We're working on that. The podcast hopefully will be posted here in the next couple of days, where you can listen basically on demand. The other option for the show is the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the free one. You'll have to deal with some commercial interruptions, but search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. In addition, the radio station's website is the call letters, WCHY.us. That is the website streaming this show and the music that we start playing at 12 noon. Also, the phone app, Simple Radio. Download Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R, and then search for the call letters, WCHY. If you can't listen to the signal on 97.75, 97.7 FM, WCHY, the five main components of the entire network is the radio station, the two websites, and the two phone app. So greatly appreciate you guys switching over to yourdefendingfathers.com and listen there when you leave the 97.7 listening area. Is it too early to be talking about a poll regarding governor? Well, not for this show. A new Mitchell Communications poll commissioned by MERS News Service shows that the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is leading the Democrat primary race for governor. While on the Republican side, Congressman John James holds the top spot in next year's Republican primary. The survey questioned 616 likely November voters, along with smaller groups of likely Democratic and Republican primary voters. It was conducted November 18th through November 21st, 2025, and they used text messaging, sending links to an online survey. This was not conducted by in-person phone calls. Well, in the Republican primary, John James got 48% of the vote. Former Attorney General Mike Cox came in second place with 11%. So James basically holds a 400% lead over Cox. Former House Speaker Tom Leonard came in with 5%. State Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt only got 2%. And the pastor, Ralph Revamp, who ran before in 2022, he got just 1%. One-third of the Republican voters, however, remain undecided. Well, we'll talk about the Democrats' results and some other generic ballot issues. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about this new Mitchell Communications poll that was commissioned by MERS News Service, showing Jocelyn Benson leading the Democrat race for governor, John James running for the Republican primary, getting 48% of the vote. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, as I'm looking at these numbers, one-third of the Republican voters remain undecided. They're not sure. Well, one thing that's going to happen is you have to collect at least 15,000 valid signatures to get your name on the ballot. You can turn in up to 30,000, but you have to pass a 15,000 minimum threshold to get your name on the ballot. We'll see who gets enough signatures to be on the ballot. The filing deadline, I believe, is sometime in April of next year. And then I think the polling and the trending is going to get to be very important once we know who actually qualified to be on the ballot. Well, on the Democrat side, kind of ironically, Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, she got the same 48% that John James did on the Republican side. Well ahead, 400% more, again, than Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, standing at 12%, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson only at 5%. Well, there was some other polling that they did, testing general election matchup. James leads Benson 37% to 31%. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, running as an independent, only gets 18%. Now, many are arguing on the Democrat side that Mike Duggan is a Democrat, and that him getting 18% as an independent takes votes away from Benson, the Democrat, thereby giving John James the governorship. Benson holds small leads when matched against Cox and Nesbitt. Duggan receives 20% in all three scenarios and appears to draw slightly more support from Democratic voters than he does Republican voters. Like I said, that's why the Democrat Party is so upset. Now, looking at Congress, on a generic congressional ballot, Democrats slight lead over the Republicans, 45 to 43%. Why is that? Well, the poll suggests that President Donald Trump's job approval, sitting right now at 47% approving, 51% disapproving, also tracks with the Morning Consult poll from earlier this year when Trump had only 48% approval rating. Conversely, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a 55% approval rating. majority of the people approve of what she's doing. 37% of those that says she's doing a good job strongly approve of her performance. Voters said the most important issue shaping their vote for governor this upcoming year is going to be the economy and inflation. Those issues tracked in at 36%, according to this poll. No other issue being asked got more than 16% of the vote. Next up, U.S. Senate race. In the Democratic primary, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, the current congresswoman from Birmingham, Michigan, leads with 27% of the vote, followed very closely by State Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. She's at 24%. And Abdul El Sayed at 16%. Now, again, looking at a general election matchup, Republican Mike Rogers holds a narrow lead over all three of the potential Democrat nominees. The poll's margin of error is 3.7% for the general election, with higher margins for the smaller primary samples. Now, talking about the number one issue for governor, economy slash inflation was still the most important issue. When asked what is the most important issue facing the state of Michigan that will have the most impact as to who you vote for governor, economy inflation again came in at 36%. Threats to democracy. Okay. That came in at 16%. Crime and policing, 10%. Healthcare, 10%. Climate change and the environment came in at 6%. Abortion, 6%. Roads and traffic, bottom of the list, came in at 5%. Now, again, it's early. I get it. But let me ask you Republicans out there, and then I'll ask the Democrats. Do you agree with this poll? Statewide, do you believe that John James is getting 48% of the support from Republicans? I don't. Of course, up here in northern Michigan, we're burnt out on John James, and we don't really think he's done anything in Congress. I get updates at the radio station from all these various politicians. Current congressman for the 1st District, Jack Bergman. I get press releases from Lisa McClain. I get information from Senator Rand Paul. I get information all the time. I monitor and watch the bills and the sponsorships out of Washington and Lansing. I cannot think of one substantive bill that John James has even sponsored since he's been in Washington, D.C. Can you think of any? Do you remember any news stories or press releases talking about anything that John James has sponsored since he's been a congressman in Washington? Do you believe that John James is getting 48% of the support of primary voters? Again, I don't. We'll have to wait and see who actually gets enough signatures to be on the ballot and then start vetting these people. Let's see if John James is even willing to come on the show. I mean, I've met him. I shook his hand at our fun shoot a couple of years ago when he was running for U.S. Senate. He knows who Trucker Randy is. He knows about the show. Let's see if he comes on the show. But you Democrats, the few of you that are listening, do you believe that Jocelyn Benson is getting 48% of the vote? Compared to Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, that one I can believe. Especially in light of Mike Duggan running as an independent and this polling number with him getting only 18% support. That I find to be a little low. I would think there'd be more Democrats supporting him in this poll than just 18%. But again, it's early. And again, we have to wait and see who actually collects enough valid signatures to make it onto the ballot. Some of these candidates may not get enough signatures and have been completely wasting everybody's time running for governor when they can't even get enough signatures to get on the ballot. So we'll have to wait and see. But one of the things I think is very interesting is how, on the Republican side, the policy discussion has changed and shifted so much. Primarily because of Carla Wagner's running for governor, using her Axe My Tax, elimination of property tax as her platform. I talked to Carla yesterday, and we're going to have her on the show. We're going to try to do kind of like a fireside chat for a full hour to go over all the other issues besides eliminating property taxes that she's running on if she gets the nomination and becomes the next governor of the state of Michigan. One thing she's already got going for that I like is the fact that she's a businesswoman. She's not a politician. John James, as far as I'm concerned, is just running for his own selfish reasons. Based on the age of his children, based on the fact that he no longer lives full-time in the 10th Congressional District, they've got a good candidate that is already raising a lot of money to replace John James as the Republican candidate. It's Robert Lugerai that Brian Pennebaker recruited and found. I think he's probably going to win the Republican nomination and potentially could retain that seat in the Republican column. I know that would make President Trump very happy. But one thing that I think is really interesting is how this poll, this early, is shaping up. Then I got a very simple question. Based on the fact that both John James, Republican, Jocelyn Benson, Democrat, Mike Duggan, Independent, the R and the D both have 48% of the support. Well, if those numbers hold true, basically a statistical tie heading into November and Mike Duggan only at 18%, I think things kind of favor John James, because the Democrats are going to support Duggan more so than the Republicans. So he'll pull more Democrat votes away from Benson than John James will lose via Republicans voting for Duggan, the independent. So